All right, so now we get to talk about the fun part, the design, which is your big thing. So let's talk about the best options to consider. How would you summarize your options here?
So you can go on the do it yourself route, where you are going to do the design and you're going to get everything built and you're just going to do it all on your own. And then you can go on the completely custom route where you have all your great content together, you hand it off to a web designer, who's going to create you a custom one of a kind thing specifically for your business. And then there's probably options anywhere in between those.
All right, so let's talk about the first one, the do it yourself. What are the kind of, I guess if you're going to go that route, what are the best options?
So I, of course, I've been talking about WordPress and how awesome WordPress is. That's a content management system. It powers like 25% of the web right now. And that's just growing. And WordPress has an awesome community, all around the country and world even. There's like local meetups that talk about WordPress. In Atlanta, there's a WordCamp every March that's like an amazing experience. So I am a big proponent of WordPress. So if you're going to do it yourself, then you can install WordPress on your own hosting, which can be pretty simple. Following a tutorial that your web host probably has. And finding a theme and then setting up the theme.
And what is a theme, by the way?
So a theme, every WordPress site needs a theme. There are, generic ones that are installed with WordPress, but a theme is the set of files that show the structure and the design of the website. And there are there's millions of themes. But I have a couple that I recommend that are pretty solid themes that are fairly easy to use. So those would be thementrust.com or ithemes.com.
So iThemes, and what was the first one again?
Thementrust.com.
ThemeTrust. Okay.
Yeah, I've worked with themes from both of these folks and they work pretty good.
And good support. So if you need help or if you run into any problems.
Yeah, great support. Yeah, iThemes. I use several of their products in my business, not their themes because I do custom themes, but they have backup solutions and website maintenance solutions, and I'm a big fan of them.
Okay. So if you WordPress, very stable platform, powers 25% of the web, you're going to need some sort of theme to make it happen. Now, in terms of like if I'm trying to do this myself, you mentioned tutorials, or is there a good place out there to kind of find do-it-yourself tutorials on WordPress and how to get this stuff installed and done?
Yeah, there's a lot if you Google WordPress tutorials. But some of my favorites would be WordPress.tv, and those are videos that the WordPress community makes on how to do a whole lot of things. There's also WPBeginner.com, which is a great site, a lot of tutorials. I am often on there when I'm trying to figure out how to do something. It's written in a like really clear way, and they have some great stuff on there. And then like lynda.com has a lot of WordPress stuff too. So it's kind of whatever your learning platform of choice is, there's probably going to be something about WordPress.
Okay. I'm curious what your take is on, one of the things that we recommend people do if they're going to go do it yourself is unless you're fairly technical, like I'm not, I write about software, but I'm not a technical person. Consider hiring someone for this function. Kind of the back end installation of WordPress and getting your theme set up and all that. Any thoughts on that? I mean, do you agree with that recommendation?
Yeah, it's actually one of the questions I have on my an intake form is, how tech savvy are you? You do have to have some technical savviness for sure. Like if you have trouble attaching an image to an email or, inserting an image into a document, like then installing WordPress and getting a theme set up is going to be a challenge. But if you're super techie and, you figure out stuff and, you like that kind of challenge, then, I mean, that's how I learned it, was just doing, reading about how to do it and trying to do it and reading more about what I was doing wrong and then figuring it out finally. And like I said, there's WordPress meetups like everywhere. So you can probably find a group to go to and say, I'm having trouble with this, and they might be able to help you.
That would be awesome. So that lots of tutorials. You can maybe even get local help at a meetup. I think I'm somewhere in the middle. I can attach something to an email. That's not a problem. But I think two things. I'm not extremely technical, and I'm also not very patient. Like I can feel the energy leaving my body as I try to do these things. Like just the blood drains out of my head. And so I have found that you could find a good like a virtual assistant who works a lot with WordPress, and you can get all of this done for just $300-$400. And to me, based on my personality, and again, just like not having the energy to do it, to me that's money well spent if you're gonna do the do it yourself. So it's not a pure do it yourself, but it's do it yourself with some technical help.
I mean, that's definitely a solution for some folks. I mean, you get into like the pros and cons of
Yeah, let's talk
going
about that.
that route.
Let's talk about pros and cons of going this route with WordPress.
So for the do it yourself, selecting an existing theme, that kind of thing, it's definitely cheaper, and it can be fast if you're pretty good at figuring out all those techie things. But cons though, you're going to use a theme, then it's going to end up looking like other people are going to have purchased that theme, right? So, how much brand differentiation do you have? Also trying to fit this awesome content that you spent all this time writing into something that might have, a theme preview can look awesome. You'd be like, this is great, I love this. But then when you go to add your content, if you have a little too much or not enough in certain sections, then it kind of, the design might start to fall apart, and not look as awesome as the, demo of the theme did.
That's
So
a
that can
great
be
point.
challenging. Yeah, I mean, that's why, when I first started out, I would go like, here's the design. All right, let me go find a theme that kind of works with this. And then I would spend forever figuring out how that theme worked. And kind of hacking away at it to get it to where, I wanted it to look. So that's why I only do custom work now, because I just start from scratch every time, and I don't have to deal with figuring out that theme's functionality. I just use standard WordPress functionality and how I develop themes, and we're good to go. And doing it, having a professional web designer help you, gives you that one of a kind look that's completely custom just to your business, that makes your content stand out. Every bit of content that you have, can shine on its own and not just, that square peg in a round hole kind of thing. And if you're not technically savvy or just don't have any desire to know anything about how the web works and websites work, a web designer just takes all that away so that you're just left with this beautifully done site that's super easy to use. If they're good with their WordPress development, then you just go in, you edit your content, and you're good to go, and you're not spending all this time figuring out where everything is and how it works.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's a great set of pros and cons then for each. And I think everyone just needs to, you need to figure out, okay, based on where you are today, your preferences, your skill sets, budget, et cetera, you need to make the decision for yourself, WordPress versus So in other words, do it yourself with WordPress versus hiring a designer to do this for you. Now, kind of going back to the do it yourself, I'm curious what your take is on these website builders that have kind of cropped up over the past, you know, whatever, 5 years or more.
Yeah, website builders. So this is kind of the in between of, the do it yourself and hiring a web designer, in a way. I mean, you've got like Squarespace and Weebly and Wix and lots of different platforms that you just, set up a service with them and use their drag and drop stuff, perhaps, to get stuff in. So it's, they kind of have a similar pros and cons as the do it yourself with WordPress. I mean, it can be cheap and fast, but again, they're going to look like everybody else's. And you lose a level of customization, when you work with, like for Squarespace, for example. I get a lot of people that come to me that like, oh, I have this Squarespace site, but man, I wish it would do this. And, there is no way to do what it is they want to do with that platform. Or WordPress, and you do anything. There's no limitations there to what you want to do. So there, it's another solution, but does have its set of cons as well.
So I guess what does it boil down to then, Jill, if you were to kind of like net it out for people who are trying to make this decision?
I mean, I'd say like, what is the ultimate goal? If somebody's just starting out and they're like, look, I need to put food on the table, I need to pay my rent. Then, maybe the do-it-yourself approach is the way to go. And as you build your business over time, then you can go with maybe a full-blown custom design. But if you are an established business, maybe you've finally gotten a handle on your positioning, you're going after a certain type of client, you need to look a certain way. Then maybe it's worth investing in a custom site. And also if you just don't have the patience to figure it out on your own. But I always tell clients like, all right, so like I have a package for a custom website design and development that's 4,000. So, what are my clients, or what are you charging for your projects? If a new website can land you a couple new projects and you charge a couple $1,000 for your projects, it pays for itself, over a certain amount of time. So, you just got to look at what your ultimate goal is and what route is going to help you get there fast.
And where you are in your business right now, in priorities, yeah.
For sure.